Okay, Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go make a continuation, small birurim.
What page?
Let's go page 140, Orpinimi, second column, last paragraph. And it's written, Vezeshe Katuv Harav, Keter Sheba Adam Kadmon, Hu Dalet Shorashim. Keter Sheba Adam Kadmon. If you remember, we discussed that there are four different Ketarim. Rav explained last week that there are four different Ketarim. They are all Keter, but there are four different kind of a Ketarim. And we should be very careful that when we talk about Keter, to understand which of the four categories of the Keter we are talking about. We said there is a Aleph Keter, the Dalet Bechinot, the Or Yashar, Keter of Dalet Bechinot Shel Or Yashar, that's Aleph, Bet, Keter HaKolel, Dalet Bechinot Bekoach, Bekoach, Bepotential. Then you have Gimel, Keter HaKolel, HaDalet Bechinot Bepoal. So, Keter Rishon is a Keter Shel Or Yashar. Keter, another Keter, kind of a Keter we have, that is the Keter of Dalet Bechinot, Dalet Bechinot being Chochma Bina Tiferet Malchut. Dalet Bechinot Ha'elu, Ze Bekoach, then Dalet Bechinot Ha'elu, Shel Chochma Bina Tiferet Malchut. Good morning. Be Po'al. Now, Dalet Revi'i, Keter HaKolel, Olam Shalem, Nikra Adam Kadmon. A Keter that Kolel all these that we discuss, all these three, Keter that kolel all these three is called Adam Kadmon. Then it says the fifth Keter, I'm sorry, it's not only four, but five. Keter de kol madrega pratit shebekol haolam. Pratit. Now, suddenly Rav comes and brings the most important, and it's not exaggerated, concept of Kabbalah, called Kolel Prat. Is how to understand something as whole. Kolel is whole. It means it's inclusive of everything. Whole. And what is Prat? And what is the relation between Prat and Kolel? It is of unbelievable amount of information is in these two things, just to compare them and to understand how a prat
can be a whole.
Brings what can be, it is a whole by itself, but is a part of a whole. It's a prat. Example, if you take a drop of a whole sea, it's a water from the sea. But it's not the sea. But it is the sea. Whatever you say is the sea.
Right.
That drop. But it's not the sea. The whole is, as a parallel, is called the sea. And the prat is that drop.
So what we draw conclusion from this is not the essence of things that it makes two entity close together, is the relationship they have.
Now you're going into relationship. Stop that. Don't come here. We are not talking about, I'm talking about as an idea. Stay in the world of idea. Stay in the world of thought. When you bring in relationship, still not yet. Now, Let's understand what we want to understand is what is this kolel, what it means kolel. There is, here it says keter, there is therefore five different kolalot in one kolel. It says first, in one kolel, there is five kolel. If it is keter, has five different level of understanding of the keter. He says what? He says, we see everything has four bichinot. Chochma, bina, tiferet, malchut. That's in the level of sefirot. We said a chochma represents a vessel called neshama. Neshama. This chochma represents, brings from this chokhma comes a vessel called neshama. From bina comes a vessel we call guf. From tiferet comes a vessel we call libush. And from malchut, energy of malchut, comes a vessel called Hechal. And this is Adam, who has a neshama, guf velibush, shochen betoch habayit, which is the Hechal. What that means? Ta'asu li migdash veshochanti betocham. That means, create me hechalot. Who says this? The neshama, the guf, the libush. So, okay, now, ta'asu. We said the fifth one is what? Is asiyah. Ta'asu li migdash v'shochanti betocham. It's very simply explained to you that there is chokhma, arba bechinot. This Arba Bechinot has Chamisha Klalot. That means Ketarim. Bravo. Ketarim. Because Ketar is Kolel, it's everything. But Rav explains, don't forget, there is five different kind of Ketarim. Keter one is the Keter of Or Yasha.
Kolelim.
Kolelim.
Klulot.
There is the word klulot, yes.
Even though we
it could be both. Here it is.
Joseph, even though we said at the beginning of the club to the end of the club, we call it keter.
Come with me. No. Don't jump. Stay with me. He says one keter, kind of keter in this, is keter of Or Yasha. It's a keter of Yasha. Has his own whatever it is. Then there is a keter that is kolel of what? All everything, arba bechinot in potential. Then there is a keter that has arba bechinot bepoal. Then there is a keter that kolel Shalosha Ketarim Haelo. HaKetar Hazeh we call Adam Kadmon. And then there is the Keter to all the Pratim. As many as Pratim there is a Keter to all the Pratim. Now, this we have to understand.
There is one that combines
everything. All the Pratim.
But there's one that combines
everything. But it's a Keter of Pratim.
No, there is no sixth one.
The fifth. Five, arba bechinot. Now, what in all simplicity Rav comes and explains, says, okay, make it more simple. He says, look, Adam Kadmon is a shoresh of keterim, keter of all neshamot, keter of all gufim, keter of all libushim, keter of all Hechalim. That's Adam Kadmon. So let's read this section. וזה שכתוב הרב, כתר שבאדם קדמון, שהוא דלת שורשים, מן הדלת בחינות של יוד ספירות שבו, שהן נשמות וגופים וליבושים, והחלות, זהו דרך פרט. When I come and I say, נשמות, is it the whole? It's the prat. That means I want to talk about the prat. When I want to say gufim, I am talking derech prat. When I say libushim, I am talking derech prat. Remember that. It's a language. So we have to understand. When I say hechalot, I'm talking about prat. Remember, we have to understand the relation between prat and whole. God is inclusive of everything. He's a kolel, kolel, kolel of every, all the klalot. Which means, no matter where you find a prat, you find yud, ke, vav, ke. Because the highest name we know is the yud, ke, vav, ke, arba bechinot, chokhmah, bina, tiferet, malchut. Now you came to man.
Everyone.
Again, when we talk about the man, where is your malchut? What? That's your netzach. Your legs, your netzach. What is your malchut? Where are your bottom?
My feet.
The bottom of your feet is your malchut? No, that's where you're going to stand. Your stand, wherever you stand, you're the melech. That's your makom. That's your place. Your standing, what is, now you tell me, what is your standing?
That's Kaka, you say.
What is your standing? Where do you stand? When somebody comes and says, as far as this idea is concerned, where do you stand?
Depends on
what you know.
That's your malchut.
Right.
That's your malchut. Now, where is this malchut in your body? No. Where is the malchut of Ein Sof? What do we call? What did we call malchut in Ein Sof? Who was that started all this idea?
You're talking about the Bechinat Dalet of Ein Sof.
What do we call it? Nekuda Emtsai. Now, where is your Nekuda Emtsai? That's your malchut of Rosh.
Your heart?
How many bechinot, how many senses you have in your head?
Four.
Arba bechinot. So the last aspect in your Rosh is your malchut. But in your body, in your totality, where is your malchut? Where is your nekudah emtsai? Exactly.
What is it?
Beautiful. Now, where do you find, if you go that point and you go in here, that's where the diaphragm is.
Yeah.
The diaphragm, it separates the above from below. This is your middle.
Right.
And inside here, what kind of a bone you have? Right here. That's where God took the rib out from the Nekudah Emtsai. Took the malchut out. We are not talking about navel. Now, this is a diaphragm. This is your middle of your body. This diaphragm divides your body from half. And that's your Nekudah Emtsai. That's where your Kehilim is. Your Kehilim is not, the Rosh we said is Shorashei Kehilim. The goof makes the Kehilim. The Rosh doesn't make Kehilim. Rosh is only Shorashei Kehilim. Now, let's go back here. Now it says Pirush. Let's discuss what it is we are talking about Prat. Just the word Prat. Prati. When you write in the in your door, this is Makom Prati. It's not part of the building? Yes, it is part of the, but it's prati. Now, what are you talking about prati in here? Now, pirush. Kan medaber mibichinat rosh hanikra keter. Remember always the rosh nikra keter. Why rosh is nikra keter? Boker tov. Why rosh nikra keter?
Because that's the shorashay, that's the seed.
It has four bechinot in it. It has the four bechinot. But bekoach or bepoach?
Bekoach.
Bravo. Bravo. Now you're starting putting it into proper perspective. That's why Rav says, understand, when we say keter, is rosh. And this keter has all the pratim. But we said it has five. What are the five? Because the ketarim of the chokhmah is in your head. Ketarim shel gufim is in your head. Ketarim shel libushim, hechalot. The arba bechinot. Everything is here in your rosh. And Harav calls the kolel keter. But in it you have chokhmah, bina, tiferet, malchut. Okay? Mishum shehamasach meshameshesh bo mimata levala. He says, but remember, and don't forget, the Or Chozer only creates in the Rosh, because the Masach that nimtza in this Arba Bechinot we call Rosh, now, are we talking about Gufim? Because I say Rosh, Toch, Sof? Yes. I am in the dimension of Kutim. Now, if I want to take you to the hall, when I say keter in the hall, where is the keter in the hall? As hall.
You can distinguish.
Adam Kadmon.
Yeah, but if you're talking about the hall, how can you?
Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon. Goftim, Adam Kadmon, we said, that is the shoresh of all the keterim. Olam Atzilut is what? Shoresh er kol ha-neshamot?
Right.
Olam Briya?
It's the shoresh of all the gufim.
Gufim, that's where God created the water and the air and the earth and the fire. Mm-hmm. And he took from the afar and made your body.
Right.
And what is your body? Is your guf. So the Bria came to create all the Gufim. Yetzirah came to be Shoresh of all the Libushim. And Asiya came and is Shoresh of all the Hechalot. Now, I go to Prat. I say, Olam Atzilut has Arba Bechinot?
Yes.
Bravo. Has bechinot shel neshama, gufim, shel olam atzilut, libushim, shel olam atzilut, vehechalot shel olam atzilut. Now, olam bria has arba bechinot? Yes. Has gufim, neshamot shel olam bria, neshamot shel olam bria, gufim shel olam bria, libushim shel olam bria vehechalot shel olam bria all the way to the end. Now, one more step. If I tell you, when I say gufim shel olam atzilut, what do I mean? Gufim shel olam atzilut. You see how we discussed Naprat?
That's the beginning of Olam Briya. That's where Olam Briya comes from.
No, I am in Olam Atzilut. That's why I say Atzilut. But Olam Atzilut has Neshamot, has Gufim, has Libushim, has Hechalot. Now, I say, let's look at the Gufim shel Olam Atzilut. What do I mean?
You mean
That means there is a neshama that I am talking about, the goof of that neshama. Goof of that neshama. So I find in Olam Atzilut neshamot of all the neshamot, neshamot of all the gufim, libushim of all the neshamot shel all the libushim, v'neshamot shel all the echalot. Again, neshamot shel all the neshamot, neshamot shel all the gufim, neshamot shel all the libushim, v'neshamot shel all the echalot. That is Olam Atzilut. Why? Because Olam Atzilut is Chokmah, Bechina Chokmah, and this is, where did Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya came? Aren't they Arba Bechinot? Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. There were Arba Bechinot that they were in the Shoresh, and where the Shoresh is, called Adam Kadmon. In Adam Kadmon, the Arba Bechinot is Bekoach, and when God created the Olamot, it is Arba Bechinot Bepoach. Then I look at the one Atzilut and I say, what are the pratim in the Atzilut? He says, every time you talk about neshamot, gufot, libushim, vechalot, you are talking about pratiot. So I say, okay, what is the pratiot of Atzilut? He says, in the olam of Atzilut, we create neshamot. So if I create neshamot shel neshamot, neshamot shel gufim, neshamot shel libushim, and neshamot shel vechalot. Now ask me a question if you have a question.
Well, the first sentence that you talk about, Madrega, which really applies to every one of us. Every Madrega has happened.
We are learning the etz, how the etz is made, how Adam is made. Yes.
So Madrega is the individuality.
No, when you use Madrega is something else. If you say Bechina is something else, if you say Prat is something else. We have to be extraordinarily careful how we choose our words.
What I'm getting from it, the moment you read this, the essence of every person is found there.
That's very true, of course.
But the essence of every person is found in every person.
No. Because then you are changing vessels. There is difference. There is no way that two fingerprints can be the same. There is individuality. That's what he wants to say. There is a prat. It's going to come to the detail. Prat. He wants to explain what is prat. It's very important. The whole idea we understand. We understand the whole. But it's the problem is when you come to the Prat. When Moshe was in Marom, God showed him the Mishkan. He said, oh, you look at the Mishkan. Oh, look at the menorah. He says, oh, yeah, menorah. Do you see it? Yes. Everything? Yes. Then when he came down to the Prat, because when he saw there, he saw the whole. Now he came to make Nedava, it's something to be similar to what it is above. Above is there, but it's now here is something similar to the above. It's not the same. We said it is a chatima, it's a chotem. It's not the same. It's a tolada, it's an impression of it. So now you want to produce this over here. Moshe came and says, I don't understand it. I don't know how to do it. And this is in Parasha, for us, he says, I don't know how to do it. So finally, God says, pour the gold into the fire, and it's going to come on its own. All this, because we have to see the Prat. The whole is easy. He saw the whole, no problem. It works. I give you a theory, and it says, in the theory, it works. But when it comes to the Prat detail, it fails. That's why
it
we have to understand this. That's why when I say, now let's go and make a
one more
exercise. Bria. Let's define what happens in the Bria. We said Bria is the Olam that is, creates all the Gufim. But the Bria has Arba Bichinot of his own. Chokhma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. That means Neshama. We said we want to talk Prat. Every time I talk Prat, I got to talk what the Rav told me to talk to. So he says, okay. Arba Bichinot, I say Chokhma, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut. That's whole. He says, no, come back now. You want to talk Prat?
Right.
Talk about Neshama. Gufim, Libushim, Echalot.
Right.
He said, okay, now go to the Olam Bria. He said, why Olam Bria was created? In order to create all the Gufim.
So, okay.
Correct?
Right.
Now I want to see the Prat of all the Gufim.
Okay.
I have to go five levels of Ketarim. So I want to see the shores. So it says, in the Bria, which is creates Gufim, so it is Gufim, to all the neshamot. So that means that neshama that is in Olam Bria is the shoresh of all the gufim that creates after. The gufim of Olam Bria is the shoresh of all the gufim that come in. Libushim is the gufim of all the libushim that comes after that. And the Echalot, so if I want to go, tell you, I want to go and understand the Libushim. Where do I go in order to understand the holiness, whole as a Kalul or Kolel,
yeah,
or whatever you want to say. Which Olam I go?
Yetzirah.
Olam Yetzirah. In Olam Yetzirah, what it explains to me, all the Libushim, the shoresh of all the Libushim, the root of all the Libushim, the DNA of all the Libushim. But in order for me to understand the DNA of all these Libushim, I have to look at the Arba Bechinot of, that means the Pratiot of Olam Yetzirah, Olam that defines Libushim. There is the Neshama to the Libushim. There is Gufim to the Libushim. Now, if I say Gufim to the Libushim, where the Gufim were created?
Bria.
If the Gufim created in Bria, where is the Shoresh of the Bria?
The Shoresh is in the Yes.
Bravo.
Yes, well.
But the Neshama of this Guf is, where is the Neshama of this Guf?
It's in the Neshama.
Which is Olam?
Bria. I mean, I'm sorry, Atzilut.
Atzilut.
I'm so used to this Bria. Okay.
We are good?
Yeah.
At least we got the concept.
The pattern.
So this already helps us to go to the page 142.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes. Now you hit really to see there is a difference between remez vesod. There is a remez and there is a sod. There is a two different level of understanding the Torah. Now this remez brings you to a sod. This about Moshe. Who is Moshe? If you go to the parasha, and that's a gift for Shabbat, really. It was a gift for me, so I'm sharing it. If you look at the Torah, it says, I will show you, ve'yir'e otcha. That means, I will show you as tavnit shel mishkan. So, who is Moshe? Moshe is the tavnit. What is tavnit?
Mold.
It's similar. What are you talking about? He says, listen, the Mishkan up in the Shamayim is the true Mishkan. That is the real Mishkan. So he says, I want you to create something similar down here as the Mishkan that it is in the Shamayim. He says, okay, he says, I'll show you. If the Torah tells you and me and everybody else, I'll show you. Doesn't he have to show me exactly here how this Mishkan looks like? Looks like. That means I can look at it. He says, yes. The Torah Nitzchit. It's always. He says, who is? Yireh Otcha. I show you. That means Moshe is how the Mishkan of Israel should look. What that means?
Because it's not.
What that means, what I said. What really that means?
The fact that it says that I'll show
you. Yeah, do you see Moshe?
No.
So then, what that means, what I said?
It means that it hasn't happened yet.
It has to show on Torah lies?
No.
So, for you, but in reality, the Tavnit should be there for me to look at. He says, yes, you can reach the Hasaga, that means the consciousness of Moshe. He is the one that takes you to bring you to that kind of Hasaga. So you will be the Mishkan.
Yeah, but there is something here.
As soon as you acquire the Hasaga shel Moshe, you have created the Mishkan.
Okay.
Now, you do this Mishkan continuously, every day. Mm-hmm. Right?
Why?
Other than?
Shabbat.
Why not? Isn't this the most important thing?
You made the Mishkan in 6 days.
No, because it's
the
time
that
he comes in.
Because the Avodah Shel Mishkan does not doche Shabbat. That means Shabbat. But isn't this the whole thing to make the Mishkan? It's already there. That's the Mishkan. The Shabbat, you get what? The Shema Yetira. From whom?
From Moshe.
I
understand that concept that he is the totality of all Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, at the same time.
All what Israel? Now talk to me in the lingo that you learned right now. What is when you say Moshe is?
Neshamot shel Israel.
Bravo. Hakolel shel neshamot shel kol the pratim. What are Israel? Israel, all the pratim shel la Torah is called Israel.
Yet, at the same time, if he is the kolel of all the neshamot of Israel, part of the neshamot of Israel weren't ready.
The pratim were not ready. The pratim were not defined. The pratim did not made.
So part of Moshe wasn't ready.
Yes. Moshe as a whole made the job. And that's why if that whole would have come to Eretz Israel, Malchut would have been filled up, finished. And God says, no, the whole is ready. The prat. The Israel is not ready yet. The whole is ready. The Prat is not ready. And that's why study of the Prat is important. What is the study of the Prat? Here we go. Neshama, Gufim, Libushim, Vechalot. That has to be built up and understood. And until it's not understood, this Arba Bichinot has to be accomplished. Are not going. Who is supposed to do this? Israel.
So there is an entity where every man's essence lies within.
Potentially. Okay. Let's go to page Kuf Membet, right on top of the page. Hagufim da Adam Kadmon hem shorashei gufim, vagufim da Atzilut hem neshamot de gufim. ודבריה הם עצם הגופים וגופים דיצירה הם ליבושים דגופים וגופים דעשייה הם היכלות דגופים. So here Adam Kadmon is the שורש. In the אצילות is נשמות דגופים. In בריה is עצם הגופים, which is גופים של גופים. וגופים דיצירה הם ליבושים דגופים, וגופים דעשייה הם מחלות דגופים. וכל הגופים לאדם קדמון והצילות ובריאה ויצירה ועשייה מתקשרים זה על ידי זה באדם עליון. That means because of this concept of the Keter, as long as you tap into the Keter, as long as you connect to your Shoresh, you immediately connected to where? And so. But you gotta connect to your Shoresh, to your Keter, to what level ever you are. In how many levels? In 5 levels. You have to connect first the Kolel of Pratim in order to connect to what it was Bepoal, originally Bekoach, and that is the Shoresh, called the Keter of Or Yashar. Now we read the Ari, Vekan, Klalot Bechinat Gufot Da Adam Kadmon Yikrau Shoresh Da Gufot, Vekalot Bechinat Gufot Da Atzilut יקרא נשמות דגופות, וכללות של בחינת גופות דבריאה יקרא גופות דגופות, וכללות בחינת גופות דיצירה יקראו לבושים דגופות, וכללות בחינת גופות תעשייה יקרא היכלות דגופות. This already we explained. I'm just reading it so we have it done. Now let's continue. וכאן הליבושים שבכל העולם מאדם קדמון ואצילות ובריאה יצירה עשייה. He talked about גופים, now he's talking about ליבושים, ומתקשרים זה עם זה, ועושים כאדם העליון שבגופו מלובש נשמה ושורש וליבוש בליבושים ויושב בהיכלו. He says, listen, he creates all this totality and all this pratim, all this for what purpose? To create a Adam Elyon and sit him in his house, in his echad. Then this guy is made. If this guy is already has his all totality of his neshamot, his totality of all the gufot, the totality of all the libushim, the totality of all the hechalot, he's sitting in his hechal.
So this is how I get connected?
That's how I get connected.
That's the keter of every level in my
yeah, but now he takes this Adam, והניחהו בגן עדן. Okay, he takes him, puts him in the Gan Eden.
Right.
And then from the Gan Eden, he gives him all the possibilities of all the to make a free will. That means he brings him to Sadeh, to Gan Eden. Mm-hmm. He's taking him out of his house. He brings him to the Sadeh.
What is Sadeh?
Sadeh is where you cultivate ideas.
Field.
The field. You plant things. We said there are 4 levels, Arba Bechinot to 39 Melachiot that we have to do during the week, so we Shabbat not to do. There are how many things you should not do on Shabbat? It says 39. That means 40 chaser echad, as the Mishnah says. Now, the 39, which is the Tal, we explained, are in 4 Bechinot. Planting, shearing wool, trapping, and building. Arba Bechinot. This is the planting is in the level of Neshama. Shearing wool is doing the goof. The aspect of Libushim is trapping. What you do, Libush, is trapping. The building is the house, the Echa, the Bait. And these things are Shabbat. Not to do. Now we understand what Shabbat is. וכאן הליבושים שבכל העולם מאדם קדמון האצילות בריאה ויצירה מתקשרים זה עם זה ונעשים כאדם עליון. Everything from the shortest only to create Adam. I am reading the Dalet. וכאן כללות בחינת ליבושים לאדם קדמון יקראו שורש נשמות ההיכלות. Now he's talking about the ההיכלות. וכללות בחינות היכלות האצילות יקרא נשמות היכלות, וכללות היכלות דבריאה יקראות גופות היכלות, והלאה והלאה והלאה. Now, the next. שנשמה גוף ליבוש והיכל לאדם קדמון הם שורשים לכל הנשמות, גופים, ליבושים, היכלות שבאצילות, בריאה, יצירה ועשייה. וו. וכשנדבר, I'm going fast because if you should really read it and contemplate it yourself, I'm just going, we already discussed those things, but the discussion is only the planting seed in you. You have to, this is a shorashei kelim. Now you have to sit down and literally chew on it and then digest it and understand and then make a kli for it. And why this is important is, why should you? Because you suddenly say, yeah, Yaakov created katonet pasim for Yosef. What is a katonet pasim?
Pijama.
It's a libush. It's a libush. It's a libush. When Tamar asks Yehuda, give me something to hold on to, and he opens his chagurai, whatever he has, and then all the, what are those things? Now, tell me. It says that Temur, because I don't want to rush with these things. It says that the Beit HaMikdash had keilim. Doesn't it say keilim? Right? How many keilim Beit HaMikdash had? How many keilim God gave to in order to make the Mikdash? How many keilim?
God?
Yeah, God told you to make this keli. All totality of the keilim of what God gave. In the Parsha Teruma, I'm just giving you some pointers for the Shabbat. How many?
24, right?
You see? Now, study it. It's very important. That's what it's talking about. It's the keilim are created where? Where do you create kli? Where do you create shorashei keilim?
Barosh.
And where do you create the keilim? Bravo. So keilim is the gufim. Now then he says, comes to the Kohen, he says, hey, well, wait a minute, the Kohen has to wear a special clothes. That's the Libushim. My dear people, it's not for me to look at, this Kohen had this hat like this, so therefore I go and put a hat like that on my head. No, he's talking about the Arba Bechinot Chochma Bina Tiferet Malchut, Neshama Gufim, Pratiot, Neshama Gufim, and he's talking to you through Neshamot, Gufim. Who are the Neshamot? Abraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Those are the Neshamot, the Gufim, Libushim. All these are Torah telling us how the Ke'ilim are made. Why do you need Zahav? What Zahav represents? Arba Bechinot again. We have Zahav, we have silver, we have barzel ve nechoshe. This, what explains to me? Right now you've got to go upstairs, 7 o'clock. No, they have 6:30?
This is the next now.
Nacho. Are we together? So the purpose of you studying this is not that you study a language, you're studying how to understand the Torah. It's very simple. He is honestly teaching you the highest level of Hebrew to understand Lashon HaKodesh. Yes, Hebrew is Hebrew. The Hebrew that you talk in the street is Hebrew. But this Hebrew is not for nothing. It's called the Yerushalmi. It's where it's going to bring Kedusha to Yerushalayim. It's a man. That's called Etzachayim. And it's not the matter of for you to understand, oh, do I have to know what is Gufim Da'atzilut or what is Neshamot Shel Neshamot? Is it important for me to know the Shoresh? Don't you want to know your own Shoresh? Don't you want to understand where the Shoresh of your own idea comes from? If you don't understand the language of the Shoreshim, how to look and go back to a Shoresh and connect to the Shoresh, all this exercise becomes fruitless. So it's not only to remember and technically understand it. It's for us to contemplate, that means to chew on it and digest it and try to apply it, to connect it to some reality, some sense within myself. Because whatever we are talking here is within you. If we are talking about Shoreshim, and we are talking about Rosh, Keter. We are talking about Gufim, it's Kelim. When we are talking about Libushim, we are talking about Midot, Gvulim, Gvul. All the 12 Gvulim is defined in Olam Yetzirah. And until I don't understand the Gvulim, and that's why, how many Kelim we have? 13 Kelim. 13 Kelim. Got to be 13 Kelim. Why? Because he has Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, which is called Yud Midet Tikunei Midot. It's Shalosh Esrei Midot. Because if there is Kelim, requires that is Gufim, requires Libushim. And if it has Libush, he has to be Adam Elyon. Yes. What is his this name of Adam Elyon? He says, you know, the highest that they have seen, which is Daniel, is this called Arichampin. Arba Bechinot Bepo'al, we said. Arichampin. Zakan Lavan Yoshev Bechalo. Now, slowly we understand why Bria has Sheva Echalot, because has Sheva Yamin. How we are in the world of seven. Why Ahava Malchut has seven Echalot? If you want to go to Kodesh Kodeshim, you gotta complete seven Echalot. Then you reach to Echal Kadosh, so, Kodesh Kodeshim.
Bria is subjected to time. That's where time comes in.
That's right. It's part of creation.
Beyond time.
That's correct. Neshama comes from the world of above time. That's right. It's the house that resides the Adam into it. Adam has to have a house. That's why Israel has to have Beit HaMikdash. At the end, the Mikdash, the Beit. We are talking about Beit. What is the Beit? Beit Shlishi, we call. The third Beit has to come. It has to. Otherwise, the work is not complete. That Beit has to be completed. And we call it Beit. We don't know why we call it Beit. And we call it Harabait. You know what? By the way, the bite has to be here. There is a har that is, it's a har that we call it Harabait.
So if Olam Mazalot is Olam Briyah, we have to override Mazalot.
Not override. Override, that means you don't consider it. We have to go above it.
Above.
That is a difference with overriding and going above it. I said, please, Be careful the choice of, you are a student of Kabbalah. If you are a student of Kabbalah, you have to be conscious of how you really, what words you use. Bravo. No, not overcome it. It's not a matter of overcoming. I cannot fight the nature. The nature is the ruler. It's Elohim. There is no way I can fight it. What it means? By understanding it, by digesting it, by bringing it into me, I arouse a consciousness within it, and we defined this, called nature, my natural aspect. And when this nature is within me, I go above it. That means I control it. It comes within me. I am nature. I am nature. Adam is the melech over the nature. Adam supposed to balance this nature.
So basically, I'm just trying to make it more relatable to all of us. You know, if the Olam Bria is seven and we need to rise above it, that's the right term, rise above it. Because today is a world by rising. You know? So on an individual basis is whatever our problem is in the Mazalot, we have to overcome.
Bravo! You said our problem. Our problem is the vessel. It's the vessel. I want to make one final explanation here because I gave Tuesday through this understanding. And we're going to finish. And it's important to understand that it's a bracha that every morning every man comes out and says, thanks God that you are Baruch Atah Hashem, Shelo Asalti Asali. Asalti Isha.
That's so misunderstood.
Right. This now, it should be able to put you in the proper perspective of understanding why we say such a bracha that the whole world is so hot on it. We said that there is Arba Bechinot, Neshama, Guf,
Libush,
Ve'echa. Prat. We want to talk to Prat. He says, the whole point is to create Adam. He says, Vayatzar et Adam, Vayatzar with double Yud. He says, two Yuds. That means, Eser Sefirot, Eser Sefirot. Two entity, Vabara Otam Zachar Venukva. That means, there are two entity. One, Eser Sefirot Zachar, Eser Sefirot Nukva. Now, what is Nukva? Comes from the word Nekev. That means there is an emptiness, there is a hole, and it has the possibility, potentiality of to be filled up. That's called what Nukva. So, now let's go back. He says, he took Adam, God created, Bereshit Bara. Bria, we said, was for sake of what? To create? Kufot. So, yes, God created Arba Bechinot, water, air, fire, and afar. That's the elements, the Arba Bechinot, potentially. And he took from this and created guf for the Adam. And then he blew neshama. He blew. So, now, is this guf is a receiver or giver?
Receiver.
It's a receiver. He received what?
Yes,
because he made in Olam Bria the goof. And from Olam Atzilut, which is the Neshamot, blow into it the Neshama. You see this? So the goof becomes what? To Legabei Atzilut. The goof becomes what? Nukva. That's why anything you throw up in the air, the afar, the earth, gonna grab it. Pull it back. There is a gravity. Where this gravity comes from? Because it's a receiver. It's a nukva. Okay? It's gravity. It's called gravity. We call it gravity.
Yeah.
The what? We are together?
Absolutely.
Now, this is the nukva. What God did to Adam? Took the earth, mold this guy, created a vessel, a goof, and went to Nekudah Emtzai, which is right here, took atzmut. What is the atzmut of guf?
Essence.
What is atzmut of guf? Essence of guf.
Atzmut.
Bravo! Which means what? My malchut. The nukva within my guf. The isha, that is betochi. We said too, there is a zachar v'nukva baraota. So he took the nukva so he can see that he has a nukva. Ezer kenegdo. Because it was inside, he couldn't see when he named the animals. Then he says, okay, where is my nukva? The Sefer of Etz Chaim says, yes, the nukva was achor v'achor. He couldn't see them. So what God did is to took it out and put it in for heavy out for him, brought it to him, Ezer Kenegdo, to see the Isha. So now, as soon as this entity we called what, that he took out and he gave her life, called Chava. As soon as Chava talked to Nachash, she did Avodah Zarah. That's his atzmut, atzmut of Adam. Atzmut of Adam. Which called Raina Chava, because he's out. He did Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Veshefichat Damim. Who did? This goof. He says, who is this goof? He says, Ha'isha She'imadati. That means this thing that you took out of me and la'amadeta, la'amod in front of me. So what I am saying to Hashem, that thanks God, you didn't make me Yatzarara. I'm talking about this Isha. I'm not talking about my wife. My wife plays the role of who? My wife comes, bakes challah, goes to mikveh, puts the candle in order to correct this chava, which is my atzmut. That's right. That's how she becomes Ezer Kenegdo. What is standing like a neged against him? Ke means kemo. Negdo.
Against him.
Right. But my wife is not my Yatzarara. My wife comes for me to be able to handle my Yatzarara. Because she understands Nukva to Nukva. But she is not the Yetzarara. This is my Atzmut. He says, Zot hapa'am ha'isha. Yeah, this is my Nukva. Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom.
Chodesh Tov lekulam.
Chodesh Tov, nachon, Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Adar Katan, Baruch Hashem, Sheigian.